Oh. Well, good afternoon, ladies. I appreciate that all of you have taken the time to be here. As you know, our theme is the family for this year. And I am just going to just highlight some things that you already know and that you understand. But it's always good to just remember those things that we already know. So, family, the year of the family. Family is only a six-letter word, but it's one of the biggest words that we may ever know because it describes a relationship that brings joy, happiness, and sorrows. Each of us is born into a family, whether it's a father, a mother, child, or just a mother and a child, or adopted family. We have a biological family, and all of us on this call have a spiritual family. The church is our spiritual family. So, how does the Bible describe the church as a family? There are many places in the Bible where believers are described using family language. When we think of family, we think of father, mother, and sister. I looked up the frequency of the word father in the New Testament. Depending on your version, there are 979 times that the word father is mentioned. In the New American Standard Version, there are 1,131 times. In the NIV, there are 1,082 times. In the Revised Standard Version, there are 1,008 times. So it's very interesting that the Gospel of John places particular emphasis on father. It uses the word father a whopping 250 times. So, when we are introduced to the concept of family, we know that the father, Adam, was the first one that was mentioned, and the term father applies to God, our father. According to the Bible, a father is someone who shows compassion for their children, just as God is compassionate toward those who fear him. And that comes from Psalms 103, verse 13. God is often referred to as Father in the Bible, signifying his role as the creator, provider, and protector of all things. He is the head of the human family. The concept for Father is woven throughout the scriptures. But then we also have the word mother, which appears in the Bible 300 times, depending on the translation, and 68 times in the New Testament. We learn from the Bible that early Christians often referred to each other as brothers and sisters, as we do today. This family language is reflected in reality of our faith in Christ united as people, as a spiritual family. Across gender, social, and economic and ethnic lines that traditionally divide people, we have family in the church. Terms like brethren, which includes male and female, are used over 350 times in the New Testament. We learn from early Christians in the New Testament that they acted as a family. They spent a lot of time dwelling together and living out their faith like a family, just as we do today. They ate together, they worshiped together, and they spent time with one another in fellowship. So let's focus on some scriptures that relate to the word family. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. And that's in Romans 12:10. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those of the household of faith. That's Galatians 6:10. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as a father. Younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters in all purity. And that's in 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 through 2. Scripture provides guidance on how to treat other believers. We should treat them like family, showing them love and honor and doing good toward each other and inspiring each other. These verses about family are just a few references that communicate that believers are more than just friends or people who go to the same church. There's a deep bond and connection between Christians. We are united by Christ as family. We are to consider and treat each other like mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, because we are all part of God's family. I read an article by Jason Farr, which describes four ways the church is like a big family. I want to share with you the four ways that he suggested. I thought they were very appropriate. I am sure you'll be able to reflect on these ways. So his first thought was, we are joined together by something greater than our personal preferences or life circumstances. We don't get to choose our family, and similarly, we don't get to choose our church family. Once we are baptized, we are in the church family. We might choose our congregation, but we don't get to choose the church family. We are made God's children through the Holy Spirit the moment that we are saved. Romans 8:15 through 17 says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs of Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him." Families are bound by blood, just as Christians are bound by Jesus's blood. We have our own traditions and celebrations that are passed down from generation to generation. In my family, we have a Thanksgiving tradition that was started by my mother. At Thanksgiving, my brother-in-law and the men fry fish and smoke the turkey. My sister Brenda makes the sweet potato pies. My sister Prudy makes coconut cake and cornbread salad. And my sisters, Ann, Joan, and I make the vegetables. And then my brother shows up to be served. About 40 of us come together and eat and catch up on our lives. It's almost a ritual. Likewise, the church has traditions that have been passed down from generation to generation. The Lord's Supper or communion is a great example. It's a commanded example. For thousands of years, the church has celebrated communion to remember that Jesus died for our sins on the cross. In Matthew 26, 26 through 28, the Lord's Supper, it says, "Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread. After blessing it, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took a cup, and after he had given thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink all of it, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.' We don't always get along, but that doesn't stop us from having each other's back. Brothers and sisters in the church may not always agree. Sometimes we get mad at each other, especially during the holidays. But if our siblings or the members get hurt by someone else, we get protected. So this is the church too. We all make mistakes, and we have to choose to love each other enough to forgive each other and hold each other accountable for our behavior. We tell each other the truth. That's having each other's backs. In John 8:32, it says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Good relationships are built on the truth. Our relationships are built on the truth of God's word. And then number four, we get fed constantly, whether we are hungry or not. Every parent wants to make sure you've been fed. Every church wants to feed its members the word of God. It doesn't matter if you just had your second helping at a holiday dinner or not. We are fed by God's word to make sure we get enough. Our own church family must serve each other in the same way. From sermons to devotionals to groups serving each other to Sunday gatherings, there are a number of opportunities to spiritually feed and grow in relationships. Being a part of Christ should feel like being a family. The Bible even uses family language when talking about fellow believers. The Apostle Paul often used family terms when he wrote to churches and individuals about being the body of Christ. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow Christians with the saints and the members of the household of God, Ephesians 2:19. Believers, therefore, are members of God's household or God's family. The phrase church family captures the depth of the life that we share when we attend the same church congregation. We are believers who go to church not to just sit in the same building on Sunday mornings, but a family of church members that go through life together. We experience joys and sorrows, have the same desire as Jesus Christ. And through the ups and downs of it all, we are family. We say church family because it conveys how important our relationships are and that we are a congregation which provides support and connection similar to the family. We are the Beltway family, a church family of brothers and sisters that work together. More than that, we are a family that share in the fullness of faith and life together. We're a family that provides support during the hardships of life, like when someone faces the loss of a loved one, loses their job, becomes ill or needs support. So in Hebrews 10:24, it says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another toward love and good deeds." And I think that we all do with at the Beltway Church of Christ. The Beltway family also teaches and guides one another, inviting deeper faith and closeness to God by setting really great examples of how we can show love to one another. These are unique relationships that help spur us on toward Christ-like love and good deeds that reflect the work of the Spirit in a believer's life. We show compassion, kindness, and love that the followers of Jesus are called to show. We're not just a family of believers who go to the same church. We have a commitment to one another. We are family that goes through life together. In conclusion, the church is not like a family, it is a family. Our theme for this year is the Year of the Family, to remind us that we must continue to work together, to strive together, and be in harmony together. And I pray that my remarks have caused you to reflect on our relationships. And so, in closing, I want to be able to just ask you all for an example of how you think Beltway is family. And for Sister Reddick and Sister Moten, how you think your congregation is family. So this is participatory. If you don't speak up or raise your hand, I'm going to invite you by calling your name.
I'll go first.
Yeah. Okay.
I think East Capitol Street is a family because we call one another when we don't see each other on Sunday. We try to stay in touch with one another. We try to help one another. And when we come together, we try to blend together as a family by giving them support, love, hugs, and kisses, and letting them know that we care about them. We study together once a week after Sunday. And we come together and we sing songs and we break bread. And sometimes we go to lunch together on Sundays. So I think we're family. We do everything that a biological family would do. We just don't do it every day, but we still stay in touch with one another as a family.
Okay, thank you. So who would like to come in? Go ahead, Nora.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I wanted to also add with Beltway, the word family, just it resonates more than just being together. You feel genuine, and it's a genuine love that you see and feel when you walk through the doors, and the members are just very caring and kind and considerate. And the thing I have always appreciated, excuse me, since being at Beltway is that people don't just care in just saying they care. They actually show that they care. And not only that, like you were giving the example of being around your family for the holidays. We get invited to other people's homes. People think about you and consider the fact that, okay, maybe she is not from this area. She doesn't have family here. So, we will invite her to be a part of our household, which is also another part of putting yourself in another factor of being family. And so I love it. I constantly brag about Belt. Excuse me, Beltway, when I talked to my friends back home in Detroit, and I told them, I said, sometimes God puts you in places that you don't know why he placed you where he put you, but he gave me the best type of family situation with Beltway. And I mean, it's truly a genuine love for one another.
Right, wonderful. Okay. All right, Sister Janice, Janice Tillery. Your hand is up, but your mic is off.
Yes, I feel that the Beltway congregation provides many opportunities for one to strengthen their spiritual love and many opportunities to work together. And I think that's a good thing. And we also are an open church where we invite others to come in and worship with us.
Okay, thank you.
This is Dale. I could speak to the Beltway family. That's my other home. and to my congregation here, I think about how we love each other. And not only that, but we spread it and share it in the community by letting them, having them see our love, our generosity, how much we care for them. So I think that's important.
Amen. Okay.
This is Sister Reddick. Excuse me. Well, let someone else go on. I just started coughing. I'll come back.
Okay.
This is Sister Jordan. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay. I feel very comfortable at that way because I know that there are people always praying for me or praying for one another. And we share lots together. We talk about our children, and we care for the children as though they were our family, our biological family. The things that we provide for them, and when they have issues that they want to talk to someone, we take time to listen to them, and it's just a warm feeling. And I just think that Beltway is the best place that I can be.
Amen. Okay. All right. So we're going to go back to Sister Reddick. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I agree with everyone regarding the family. And I've been in the church all my life. So whatever church family I am with, you know, at the time, you know, we've traveled in different locations. They have become close. We've become close because I recognize them as family. And then so, of course, here with Suitland, it's been the last 30 years, of course, that we've been together. And we are just family. Ups and downs have come our way. And we still, you know, together and love each other. In spite of whatever happens, and that is forgiveness at the top of the rung. And we do that in our own families. We whip our children, but we definitely forgive them and love them. And the same thing with, you know, with our Christian family, with our home family. They're not the proverbial whooping, but, you know, you do have an opportunity to talk and to converse with them in love. And what else can you have? What more can you have? And you know, you guys, I consider you as my extended family. Often I'll get you mixed up with siblings sometimes. I might get beat up over there. So like, you're not in Bellway today, sister. But you're my extended family, and I feel right at home right here with you. You've given me that love, that Beltway love. And I'm sure Sister Moten can say the same thing. So it's all inclusive. And it's as Christ-like as it can be. You know, in my view, as far as a family dynamic is concerned, I really do.
I have something else to add to that. You know, Sunday, well, most Sundays, I know, you know, Sister Austin is 90 some years old, but she comes to me all the time. She says, Sister Moten, you're still my mama. I don't care if I am older than you. You can beat me any day, and I'm going to listen to you because you're my mama. You can lay me out and tell me whatever you want to.
Oh, that's precious. And,
the children, when I get on the people at church, I talk harsh, but people that know me love me. And they don't, well, my daughter tells me, Mom, you shouldn't talk to people like that because you offend people. But everybody that know me, they love me. Regardless of what I say to them, they love me and they give me a hug when I get on them, you know. And that makes me feel good. And most of them calls me Mom or Grandma. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I love everybody. When I see something wrong, I tell them, and I haven't had nobody yet to say, I don't like that.
And Sister Austin, just real quick, Sister Austin is a jewel. I know her too, because I was at East Capitol for a period of time.
Yes.
And she and I were very close as well.
Yes, so, yes.
Extended family all in this area, you know.
Yes, yes, exactly right.
Hey, I have a few sisters that I won't put on the spot before we stop the recording for prayer. This anyone else would like to share? All right. Oh, all right, Sister Olivia.
I appreciate everything that you shared today, and also the comments from our sisters. And it reminds me of something that that sticks with me, and is something that Maya Angelou said in terms of it's not what we say or what we do, but it's how people feel, how we make people feel.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, in your lesson, one of the things that you kept saying is that we not only are we a family of believers who are committed to us a purpose, but you said that we go through life together. And you said that multiple times, and it just made me think back to that quote, because it's how we feel. I think Nora said how we feel, and Bernie said that we know each other's families. It's more than just, you know, coming and sitting on the pew, but, you know, as a family, you know your sisters, you know your brothers, you know your aunts and uncles, and it's not just by name, but it's by something that you connect with them. And I think that's Beltway does a great job in being a family, because that's how we are able to also get a number of our visitors to come back, because we make them feel so welcome. They feel like, you know, they have come to a place that seems like a family. And so there must be some really, really good things that we are doing. And I believe that too. Because we make people feel like they are part of a network, that they are part of this group, and we care about them, much as what all of the sisters have said already, and you so eloquently said, not just in the points, but in all of the other things that you said about the family. We are family, and I'm happy to be a member of the Beltway family. Thank you for
Amen.
Your lesson. Yeah.
Amen.
So I will make a comment from a different perspective. Many of you know that I spent 29 years in the military. So as I travel about, the one thing that kept me grounded was my family at the church. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was always welcome, no matter where I was from, no matter what I looked like, because many a times I would, and most of the time I would attend a predominantly white church. So I never felt uncomfortable in the church. And I have to be honest, when I got to Beltway, I did not know what to expect because it was predominantly Black. So so I was between Beltway and Waldorf, which Waldorf is much closer for me. But it doesn't seem like I can leave Beltway for some reason.
I'll be happy for that.
Amen. Amen.
But I'm still there, and I do have a bunch of good sisters at Waldorf as well, but the church in itself is just it's just that anchor, no matter where you are.
Amen, sister.
Amen.
You told it all.
Amen.
Every place I've ever been and gone to the Church of Christ, I felt at home.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Amen.
Because people welcome me, and most of the congregation I've gone to now, they know me.
Yes.
And they come running to me like they did. You know how your sister's been away for a while and you miss them, you're glad to see them. And this makes you feel good that you're home again. That's a good feeling, sister. Good
Amen.
Feeling.
Amen. Well, I want to thank all of you who have shared for sharing. I appreciate all of you for coming together to encourage one another, because that's family too.
Amen.
That we encourage one another and that we pray for one another. And that we can see that our prayers are being answered because we even share when God has been so good to us. So at this time, I am going to stop the recording, and we are going to